Do you ever miss life beneath the earth? The call of the stone?
Nah. Whatever the stone, capital S, is, it was gone by the time my parents had me.
But do you miss it?
How could I miss what I never had? But say I did have that sense, that connection to the stone. What would it cost me? Would I lose my friends up here? Would I stop telling stories? I like who I am. If I want to hear songs, I'll go to the tavern.
You are wiser than most. I find the fall of the Dwarven Lands confusing.
What's so confusing about Endless Darkspawn?
A great deal. Although that is a different matter. Dwarves control the flow of Lyrium. They could tighten their grip on it.
It's hard to get the attention of the humans when the Darkspawn aren't up here messing with their stuff.
You're active in the Carter? You know your people could tug the purse strings. You could claim sovereign land on the surface, or demand help restoring the Dwarven Kingdom, but you don't.
You're not saying anything I haven't said myself, Chuckles. Orzammar is what it is.
Is there at least a movement to reunite Orzammar and Khal Sharok?
What is it with you, Chuckles? Why do you care so much about the dwarves?
Once, in the Fade, I saw the memory of a man who lived alone on an island. Most of his tribe had fallen to beasts or disease. His wife had died in childbirth. He was the only one left. He could have struck out on his own, to find a new land, a new people. But he stayed. He spent every day catching fish in a little boat. Every night drinking fermented fruit juice, watching the stars.
Huh. I can think of worse lives.
How can you be happy surrendering? Knowing it'll all end with you. How can you not fight?
I suppose it depends on the quality of the fermented fruit juice.
So it seems.
What is it with you and the doom stuff? Are you always this cheery, or is the hole in the sky getting to you?
I've no idea what you mean.
All the fallen empire crap you go on about. What's so great about empires anyway? So we lost the deep roads, and Orzammar is too proud to ask for help. So what? We're not Orzammar, and we're not our empire. There are tens of thousands of us living up here in the sunlight now, and it's not that bad. Life goes on. It's just different than it used to be.
And you have no concept of what that difference cost you.
Oh, I know what it didn't cost me. I'm still here, even after all those tigs fell.
You truly are content to sit in the sun, never wondering what you could have been, never fighting back.
You've got it all wrong, Chuckles. This is fighting back.
How does passively accepting your fate constitute a fight?
In that story of yours, the fisherman watching the stars dying alone, you thought he gave up, right?
Yes.
But he went on living. He lost everyone, but he still got up every morning. He made a life, even if it was alone. That's the world. Everything you build, it tears down. Everything you've got, it takes. And it's gone forever. The only choices you get are to lie down and die or keep going. He kept going. That's as close to beating the world as anyone gets.
Well said.